Since 2007, Monumenta has invited an artist with an international reputation to create a, yes, monumental installation for the Grand Palais in Paris. The Grand Palais, a masterpiece of industrial age architecture, is itself monumental. The main exhibition space is over 13,000 square meters, and it's topped by an immense 35-meter-high glass dome. I suppose you now understand why it's called Monumenta. Only an immense installation will do. Enter Wang Yangping, one of the most famous Chinese avant-garde artists, and certainly one of the most controversial and monumental. Huang's works include a life-size Noah's Ark and an 120-meter-long metal skeleton of a serpent, a permanent work on the beach of Saint-Brévin-les-Pins in France. Huang has lived in France since 1989. Wang Yangping uses mythical tales to create grandiose dreamlike scenes, usually featuring animals, that aim to alert us, he says, to the troubling and disturbingly current relevance of our myths. Hence his Monumenta installation, Empires. For empires are both a myth and a reality, aren't they? There are historical empires, there are current empires, but they're all fleeting, none are permanent. Political and economic power metamorphize, powerful geographical regions emerge and decline, provisional candidates for power appear and disappear. Modern times obey the same laws as the empires before them, governed by the same patterns of expansion and decadence. What better than contemporary freight shipping containers as a symbol of contemporary empire? There are 320 shipping containers in Wang Yangping's installation, stacked and separated into islands. Above them all swirls the skeleton of a metal snake, whose head, mouth wide open, comes to rest at the back of the hall near the floor. In the center of the installation, mounted on an arch, is a 5-meter-high reproduction of the hat Napoleon wore at the Battle of Eylau, a French victory in 1807 that cost 25,000 lives. And at the very top of the entire installation, above the mounds of containers, above Napoleon's hat, above the snake, is an enormous RTG crane, the cranes which move containers around at shipyards. To say the least, Wang Yangping's Empires is unforgettable. Jean Dulazy is the curator for Monumenta 2016, and I told him I was immediately impressed with how quiet it was inside the snake's belly, how people spoke in whispers, if they even spoke at all.
The exhibition is so astonishing when you enter in the space. You feel that the artist has managed to take all the space for him. And there is a kind of competition between being meaningful and being graceful. And he has managed to join those two aspects. It is very graceful and it is a really beautiful sculpture. And it's extremely meaningful because there are meanings of what is our world today, what are the dangers, what are the qualities, what is the engine that leads us to transform the world continuously.
Let's back up. Can you describe for the radio audience what Empires is like when you walk in?
When you walk in Empire, you start with an immense cliff made of containers. It's something like 20 meters high, so you are really impressed by how small you look with this mountain. It's the idea of sublime. Suddenly you feel that this extraordinary development, this extraordinary structure, make you unable to face the natural event, which is the globalization. It means that it is a natural event, what you are looking at. It's a natural energy that what you are looking at. And then you turn around and suddenly appears an immense crane that is holding the body of a fantastic 250 meters long snake. And the ribs, because it's the skeletons, and the ribs of the snake are really intricate with the shape of the ceiling here, which is a glass roof, fantastic. And the architecture of iron of the building and the architecture of the snake look alike suddenly. And it is extremely interesting because you understand that it is a comment on this revolution, industrial revolution, and this iron architecture of this period. And that suddenly a new revolution came, which is, of course, the globalization, and the container becomes the symbol of it. But if you think of all the symbols that are in this installation, you will quickly discover that they are not really symbols. They are more like a mist of meanings that can overlap each other from and again and again. And so the snake is, of course, the mutation, but it's also a pharmacy, and it's also the cycle of creation, etc. And the hat is, of course, Napoleon, but it's also the wish of power, and it also in tarmac, which means that it is also made of petrol, which has a meaning today. And you can overlap. It's like a game, and it's an endless game. And it's important to remember that the intuition of the space that the artist had when he created this was done before all the interpretation that we can do now. But the work is so strong that we could go on and on.
I think what you say about not exact symbols is perhaps why people are so quiet when they walk through, because it is like a mist.
It is exactly like a mist. The symbols are, in fact, you have to create your own symbols. For instance, you want to look at the containers, you say they are the globalization, but it's not only that. They are also a kind of shed for the migrants. They are also carrying the richness. They are also pieces for the mahjong, if you play mahjong, which is a money game, a game of money. And they are, and I can go on like this. And for each thing, you can overlap things and more.
It's not only beautiful, it's incredibly rich. The crane, though, I'm sure I'm not the first person to think it's like a modern-day goddess.
It's exactly this. The crane, you are right, you could look at it very, very. I think it's very exact to look at it like a goddess, which has a kind of caprice. She will take the fortune here and deposit it there on this character, this person, or this family, or this country. And there is a kind of idea of chance, which is very important in the way that Wen Yongping is thinking. Chance is a really big part of his meditation on life and art.
And what does empire mean to Wen Yongping? Is there a lesson for us?
You know, empire is you have two things. Of course, it's why this continuation of creation of empires is important, and where does it come from? But it also means, I could translate it by even worse. Empire is empire, even worse. Monumenta is really the place now where, without comparison, the artist can do the most possible craziness, and it's marvelous to try this.
And long may it live. There are rumors that this might be the last Monumenta. Just rumors.
It's just a rumor. I think that after what Wen Yongping has done, it's impossible to stop Monumenta. It's an important rendezvous for the world.
So, world, get to the Grand Palais in Paris before the 18th of June so you can experience the Monumenta 2016 installation, Wen Yongping's Empires. For Culture in France, I'm Susan Owensby in Paris.